Snowmobile and OHV enthusiasts bring millions of dollars to Utah's rural economies. We have statistics next on Western Life Radio.
When snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Snowmobiling and OHV riding bring vital dollars to Utah's rural economy. Chris Aller with Utah State Parks and Recreation review statistics.
That information concludes that for all forms of motorized recreation, off-highway vehicle, motorized recreation contributes over $8 million into the state's economy. And so that is a huge chunk of money. And obviously, those were just registered owners in Utah. And you look at some of those visitors that are near our border, such as Colorado and Idaho residents, that come and visit Utah along with some Arizona residents, that's even a little bit more money. Plus, we're really starting to see an increase of riders, especially, ironically enough, this may be due to some marketing efforts done by the Utah Snowmobile Association, of riders in Minnesota and Wisconsin actually wanting to come out and have a snowmobile trip in Utah. And that was something that last year the Utah Snowmobile Association marketed towards those particular states and around that northern midwestern portion of the state. And we're starting to see some of that marketing take hold. And also the Utah Office of Tourism will be marketing the things that one can do on the road to the Mighty Five.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.